And this is WDIY Allentown. We're definitely at you, your source for local news, public affairs, NPR, and in this case, musical diversity. Good evening. My name is Rick Weaver. For the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing you music from Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Galicia, Brittany, Cornwall, and the Isle of Man. And in a different way from which I usually say that and only maybe cover two or three of them and rarely ever Galicia, I have a real treat this evening. In the studio, I have Carlos Nunez and his band. Carlos is a piper. He plays the gaita. He also plays flutes and whistles. And they're going to provide a live performance for us here this evening for the first portion of Celtic Fair, along with a little bit of interview. Carlos, welcome to Celtic Fair.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good evening, maestro.
I see you have a few friends with you.
Oh, yes. We are delighted to have here. Look, this is going to be fun. We have with us on tour, exceptionally, this amazing fiddle player and step dancer from Canada, John Pilaski, here.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. Hey, John. Great to be here.
John, he plays with the Chieftains. I know John since many years ago because he plays with his brother, Nathan, with the Chieftains. And for the first time, we are touring together like that. He's our special guest for this tour. We have also from Galicia, Don Pancho Álvarez on the guitars. Don Pancho.
Pancho.
And my brother, Xurxo Núñez, on the percussion. Xurxo.
All right. And that's a kind of not really a guitar you're playing there, Pancho. What is that?
That's a viola.
A viola.
Viola from Portugal. It's a Portuguese guitar from close to my house in the Galicia.
Okay.
In South Galicia is close to the border with Portugal.
It's got five pairs of strings.
Five double strings, yeah.
What kind of tuning is that?
From the low string is A, D, F sharp, A, D.
Cool. Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. So, Carlos, I did a little bit of research on your bio sheet last night, and you started playing the pipes when you were 8 years old. Mm-hmm. What drew you to playing the pipes?
You know, I started to play the recorder in the school, as many, many boys, no, in the school, recorder. But then the gaita, the Galician pipes, it was like our national instrument in Galicia, you know? Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks, oh, Spain, flamenco, guitar, but in Galicia, that is the Celtic part of Spain, is the Atlantic part of Spain, we have the pipes. It's our traditional instrument. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I try the pipes, I fall in love with the gaita, with the Galician pipes.
Did you grow up in a musical family?
Yes, yes. My
well, obviously your brother has some talent.
Of course, you know, but my great-grandfather, he was a musician too. He went to Brazil because same thing, the Irish and the Scottish people went to North America. Mm-hmm. We, the Galicians and Spanish people, we went to South America and to Latin America. So we brought the Celtic music, the pipes, to countries like Brazil, Cuba, Argentina.
Very cool. Why don't you play something for us?
Of course. Do you want to hear some Galician music?
I would love to. So Galicia is in the mountains in the northern part of Spain, right there, right at the top of the Atlantic Ocean, the Bay of what bay is that?
Biscay.
Biscay,
yeah,
Bay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Galicia is like same latitude as Boston.
Is that right?
Yeah, if you take a boat, if you follow the sunrise, you arrive to Vigo, to Galicia. So it's like Ireland, and the legends, the Irish legends, they say that the Galicians went to Ireland, the Galician king saw an emerald island in the Atlantic, so they arrived and they conquered Ireland. So, well, many, many stories in common with Ireland, with Scotland, so the Celtic Galicia and the Celtic Galician music.
And you even wear kilts.
Well, yes. We lost the language. We lost the language because our language is Galician and Spanish. But the music and our style of life is still very, very Celtic. So for me, it's more natural to play with John Pilaski that plays Irish and Scottish music in Canada than to play with flamencos.
Yeah,
I feel more close to the north because we play Celtic music.
Cool. Let's hear some.
Okay, so let's start with these shells. We play the shells, we eat the shells, and then, wow. Woo-hoo.
Right, that was great.
Kind of jigs, no?
Yes, kind yes. Wow, that was really outstanding. How long have you folks been playing together? I know you've known him for a long time, John.
Yes.
And actually, John, did you come into the Valley a few years ago with Cherish the Ladies?
That is quite possible. I
think
also
the Pulaski brothers, the thing over at Lafayette College, because I remember.
Yes. Sometimes us brothers were always together. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we separate and do different things. So I never know if someone saw my brother or myself because we look very similar. So we'll go with yes. Sure, it was me. Yes.
Okay, that was great. It was a great show. Tell me about your tour.
Well, we are touring in North America, and for the first time, festivals, no? And this is great because, you know, when I used to tour with the Chieftains, I always came like a guest of the Chieftains, so I didn't have so many opportunities to chat, to meet many musicians, no? The Chieftains, they are high level, always high hotels. But in this kind of more relaxed tours like this one, we have the opportunity, for example, to share experiences with pipers all over North America. And believe me, North America is becoming the country of pipe bands. Amazing, unbelievable, everywhere. So in every concert, last week in Boston, or in New York, in Astoria, before yesterday, or here in the Music Fest, or in Milwaukee, or in Dublin, Ohio, we are inviting pipe bands to join us, and all together we make a huge sound, sometimes also with symphonic orchestras, but always bringing our party and fiesta spirit.
That's great. Yeah, most of the times I've had a chance to listen to your work, you've been playing with other people and other people's albums. And this is a very intimate, very, I guess, down-to-earth level of seeing you guys just sit there and playing. You're not like with Yo-Yo Ma and a big orchestra and stuff like that. You're sitting here with some of your buds playing music, and it's really accessible and very fresh. I really like it a lot. How often do you tour in Europe? I mean, are you touring most of the time, or?
Yes, we have been, I think, a lot in Europe. You know, countries like Germany, like France, like Spain, like Ireland, love our kind of Celtic music, but also new countries, no, like Japan or Latin America. We are playing also a lot in Argentina, in Mexico, in Cuba, Chile, Uruguay.
Wow.
So these kind of countries, they are discovering that they have also Celtic music. No? So in the same way, Ireland and the Chieftains, they help me and they help Galicia to rediscover Celtic music. Now we must help all those people, no? Argentinian people or Mexican people, to discover their own Celtic roots. Mm-hmm. In Brazil, the same thing. So we are making like a bigger Celtic family with all these different influences. And Celtic music, I think it has changed a lot, no? Since the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Now we are coming to Brazil, and in Brazil there are pipe bands. We play Celtic Brazilian music, or we have been in Cuba with Ray Guder and with the Chieftains recording Galician Celtic music mixed with Cuban song, or, you know, so, or we put together Celtic music and flamenco. So these kind of experiences, and I think the audiences, they quite like this new kind of spirit. No?
You're a regular ambassador. Yeah?
Well, we just enjoy music. Well, I think we...
Well, I think if you enjoy it, it makes it the sale a lot easier. You know, it's a good thing. Do you want me to play the cut with featuring your pipes on the CD?
Please, please.
Okay. Why don't you tell me about your CD?
The Galician Pipes. Yes. Yeah, this is the new CD. It's called Discover, because it's made to help to discover new people, no, our music. So it was recorded in 15 years, and people can listen different kinds of collaborations from Carlos playing with the Chieftains, or with Ray Cooder, or with Compay Segundo, or with classical orchestras, or Sinéad O'Connor, or all kind of different musics that I learned that from my master, from the Chieftains. I think John, he will be agree that the Chieftains teach us that every music is connected. So people will discover that Celtic music has so many connections with different countries, and people will discover the sound of the Galician pipes, an instrument, the gaita, that has more than 1,000 years of story.
Well, that's a lot of history.
Well, and sometimes, you know, people listen to us in Spain and they say, wow, Carlos, but your gaita, your pipes, it sounds like country music. And I say, yeah, well, Ricky Skaggs, and before yesterday, Alison Krauss came to us and she said lovely things. I think we are very, very connected.
Very cool. So this particular cut you do with Sharon Shannon, according to the liner notes.
Yes, here. This is a tune we record. Sharon Shannon was there, many, many friends, and you can hear the gaita, the Galician pipes. Traditional music sounds quite American, you will see.
Let's take a listen. Wow. So those are the gaita?
Gaita.
Gaita. Those are the pipes.
The Galician pipes.
For those who just tuned in, this is Celtic Fair, And I'm interviewing Carlos Nunez, Galician piper, along with his band. They're going to be appearing tomorrow evening at Traza Plaza Tropical over at Music Fest. I think it's 6:30 in the evening. And they were kind enough to stop by here and put a little show on, talk a little bit about their music, about their tour, and get you primed to come down there and support them tomorrow evening down at Music Fest. So where's the rest of your tour taking you?
Well, a bit all over in the East Coast. Next February and March, we come back to North America, a bit east and the west coast, and also the south. But look, I have an amazing feeling about North America, because I have the feeling that North America is ready for the this thing that we call inter-Celtic family, no? In the 90s, Celtic music, it was very, very focused in Ireland, as maybe in the 50s or 60s, it was Scotland, no? With the whiskey and the kilts and the castles. In the 90s, it was very much Ireland. But I think now people are ready for all different colors, no? In Celtic music. And I believe in the Celtic music of the future. When people say to us, wow, guys, you put everyone together. Then the Mexicans or the Brazilians, they come and they say to us, we love Celtic music. And the Argentinian arrives and wants to play also with the Irish. I think that's so, so beautiful. And I think North America is the country to make all these experiments. I think something new is coming. And hopefully we will make it together here.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I'd love it if you would make it one more time in here for us. Well, what was the name of the first set of tunes we did? Do you remember what they were?
Oh, yes. It was a Galician set of jigs, muñeiras, so Galician jigs.
Mm-hmm. Muñeiras. Okay. And what can you play for us now?
We can play for you now Brazilian music.
Okay.
You know, when the Portuguese, they arrived to Brazil in the 1500s, they arrived to Porto Seguro in Bahia, in the region of Bahia. So when they arrived to the beach of Porto Seguro, they wrote a letter for the king of Portugal. And they say, Señor, the Indians, they were waiting for us naked in the beach. No language in common to speak with the Indians. So we had a bagpiper in the boat. So the bagpiper came to the beach and started to play for the Indians. The Indians, they love it, the music of the bagpipes. So they start to dance, and like that, born Brazil. That was the beginning of Brazil, they say, no? And they put together the African rhythms and the Celtic music all together. So in the northeast of Brazil, we can find music that connects so much with Celtic.
Cool.
So let's go with this tune called Feira de Mangalho. Thank you.
Wow, that was just wonderful. Well, I can't thank you enough for stopping by the studio this evening and sharing your music and your story with us. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow evening over at Plaza Tropical at Music Fest at 6:30 in the evening. So if people should come out and support this group of fellas. It's wonderful music, and it'll make your night if you come over and see them. Thank you very much, and good luck with your tour.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Okay. Gracias. All right. We're going to switch over to something now. This is from the band Celtic Fiddle Festival, and this particular cut is going to feature the representative from Brittany, Christian Lemaitre. We're going to be doing a cut of his, the Rondo de Saint Vincent, a traditional tune played by Christian with guitar accompaniment by Nicholas Quaminier, who plays the guitar, Celtic Fiddle Fest with Christian Lemaitre here on Celtic Fair. Thanks again to Carlos Nunez and his folks. Thank you. That was the Yanks from their CD, The Four-Faced Liar. We heard a set of tunes there featuring Isaac Alderson on the Illin pipes there. We heard the Gooseberry Bush and the Nine Pint Coggy. That also features Dylan Foley on the fiddle, fine young fiddle player, Dan Gurney on the accordion, and Sean Ernest on guitars and bouzouki. Before that, we heard Celtic Fiddle Festival featuring Christian Lemaitre. It's three fiddlers and a guitarist, Christian Lemaitre from Brittany, Andre Brunet from Quebec, and Kevin Burke from Ireland, the three different styles of Irish fiddling held together by Nicholas Colmenier. This is from their Live in Brittany CD 20th Anniversary Concert. Been around for a long time. Of course, originally it was Johnny Cunningham on the Scottish fiddle before he passed away and Andre took over. And before that, of course, we had the wonderful interview and the performance by Carlos Nunez, fine Galician piper and whistle player who's going to be appearing at Plaza Tropical tomorrow. He's toured extensively throughout the world featuring his form of Galician Celtic music along with such notables as Yo-Yo Ma and the Chieftains. We've got the Celtic calendar coming up right now here on WDIY. And 7 minutes ago, the Irish session at the Ugly Oyster Pub in Reading started. And tomorrow, Friday, August 2nd, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Steve Stanislaw and John Beatty will be at McCarthy's Tea Room in Bethlehem. And at 6:30, Carlos Nunez will be at Music Fest at Plaza Tropical. On Saturday, August 3rd at 2 o'clock, the O'Grady Quinlan Academy of Irish Dance will be at Music Fest Volkplatz. At 5 o'clock, Ocean Celtic will be at Music Fest Volkplatz. And at 9 o'clock that evening, Timlin and Kane will be at the St. James Gate Pub in Sands Casino. On Sunday, August 4th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be a Celtic brunch at McCarthy's Tea Room in Bethlehem. 12 o'clock, the Irish Stars Parker School of Irish Dance will be at Music Fest at Volkplatz. And Ocean Celtic will be there as well at Volkplatz at 1:30. 3 o'clock, Burning Bridge of Cleary will be at the Volkplatz at Music Fest. And at 7:30, the Tartan Terrors will be down there at the Sellersville Theater. On Monday, August 5th, from 7 to 9, is the West End Irish Ceilidh and Set Dancing Class at the American Legion Hall in Gilbert, Pennsylvania. At Tuesday at 6 o'clock at 7 p.m., the Mickey Finns will be at Music Fest over at the Volksplatz. And on Thursday, August 8th, at 7:30, the Irish Session at Delahanty's Tavern in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and at 7:30, the Irish Session at the Ugly Oyster Pub in Reading. The normal Wednesday session at Godfrey Daniels has been canceled for the month of August. We'll resume again the first Wednesday in September. Upcoming events, Friday, August 9th, 7:30, Blackwater, local great Celtic band, will be appearing at Music Fest at Volkplatz. And at 9:30, Enter the Haggis will be at Music Fest Volkplatz. And on Friday, August 9th, at 8 o'clock, Cherish the Ladies will be at the Sellersville Theater. For the weekend of August 16th, 17th, and 18th, there will be Celtic music at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. This year it includes Burning Bridge of Cleary, Alan Carr, Mist Covered Mountains, and Runa. Look for the performance schedule on Philadelphia Folk Song Society's website at www.pfs.org. And on Saturday, August 17th, at the IAANJ in Wharton, New Jersey, the Irish Harp Workshop with Marta Cook. Beginner workshop at 5 o'clock and advanced intermediate workshops at 6:30, followed by their monthly session at 8 o'clock with guest hosts Marta Cook and Devin Shepherd. And Sunday, August 18th at 8 o'clock, Edel Fox and Niall Byrne will be with Josh Dukes at the Cultural Center in Cokesville, Pennsylvania. For more event details and events outside the immediate listening area, please visit the Celtic calendar at lehighvalleyceltic.com. And as always, thank to those folks for putting this wonderful calendar together for us.
You're listening to WDIY, Community Public Radio for the Lehigh Valley. If you appreciate and value the programming we provide, including NPR's in-depth news coverage, our local public affairs programs, and the diverse mix of music we broadcast each day, please consider becoming a member. Membership is our most important source of revenue. We can't do it without you. You can make a secure donation online at wdiy.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.